first and foremost is about making sure that the county can get out of the past the disaster of the wildfires and make sure that we're going to do everything possible for those rebuilding their homes. I think the fires have given us a new opportunity to really look at the way that we do business, what's true in government, pretty much at all levels. Government is very additive, that we keep adding regulation on regulation on regulation. And we do things because that's the way it's always been done. And having a disaster in your midst, a catastrophe like the wildfires, and then having to take immediate actions going forward, whether it's to help those rebuilding or to just clean up debris, really give you the opportunity to kind of throw away those usual norms and really look for ways that we can streamline things, that we can do things more efficiently. And I think we need to take advantage of that.
One of the goals that you set last year was to build 30,000 new homes within 5 years. Can you talk a bit more about what your plans are to achieve that goal and if you feel like that's still realistic?
The housing crisis is not unique to Sonoma County. We're just, we're part of it. With the loss of 5% of Santa Rosa's housing stock, we've lost population, the only county in the Bay Area to lose population. And a lot of that has to do with people seeking affordable housing, moving further and further away from their workplace or even out of the county. The 30,000 unit goal that we had was actually 10,000 units short of what all the general plans within the county really call for that are, have really already been approved in that sense. You know, that number, while it seemed very large at the time, if cities and county, all 10 entities in this county, build to their general plan, that's the number that we'll have. The problem is that no one ever builds out their general plan. Every time a project comes up, it gets, you know, units get taken out of it, or it's never to the top range of the density. And we need to relook at that.
So we're going to move on to another major development, which is that Sonoma County recently overhauled the emergency management department. You hired a new director. Can you talk about what's changing in that department and whether or not you think that will all be ready before the fire season and what people will notice?
That department has changed drastically. What we really did was increased by 200% the staffing and funding levels there. Not that we were underfunded before, we really weren't in terms of what one would expect for a population of our size in an emergency management system. But what it did was react to emergencies. It wasn't as proactive as we wanted it to be. And so what we have now is the ability to be much more proactive. To get out and really educate people about the hazards that are around us. It's not just wildfire. This county experiences floods. We'll probably have another flood. The Russian River seems to flood on some sort of occasional basis. Only 18% of the Russian River has flood control. The other piece is kind of a flashy system, and it will have some floods. Petaluma and the tributaries around there will have some localized flooding as well. So we continue to have that particular issue. We live in earthquake country, especially in the South County. And one day on the State Seismic Safety Commission, we will have an earthquake. And hopefully, again, knock on wood, not a horrible one, but we need to be prepared for that.